With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinians began a mass exodus on Friday from northern Gaza after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the territory. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse could be calamitous, the BBC's Nada Tawfiq reports.
The Secretary General says that he is having nonstop calls with people in the region, not just diplomats in New York, but those in the region, Palestinians, Israelis, to try to figure out a way to get humanitarian support. As you know, the crossings remain closed. Bombings near Egypt's crossing makes it extremely difficult and impossible at the moment to get in any fuel, medicine, supplies. And that's why the Secretary General is saying it is a dangerous new low in Gaza at the moment.
That's BBC's Nada Tawfiq reporting from New York. President Biden is pledging to do everything possible to find the missing Americans in the Israel-Hamas war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president and members of his national security team spoke by phone with family members of the 14 Americans still unaccounted for following the deadly attacks against Israel.
I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Meanwhile, the president is unwavering in his support for Israel, even as he raises humanitarian concerns about innocent civilians in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans nominated Jim Jordan in a private vote to be the next House Speaker. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn told reporters the Republicans will come back next week, hopefully to come close to a consensus.
In the secret ballot, 55 said they would support him.
Jordan's going to continue trying to find the votes?
Yes, he's asked everybody to come forward over the next few days, and right now it looks like we're going to readjourn and vote on Tuesday.
And this is SRN News. Bad news for two Oklahoma Methodist churches, Michael Harrington reports.
The state Supreme Court has decided that the two congregations cannot leave the United Methodist Church without the denomination's formal approval. The justices ruled that civil courts shouldn't have any say in such religious disputes. Officials with First United Methodist Church and Church of the Servant, both in Oklahoma City, say they will explore other options. Thousands of congregations are quitting the UMC over issues of homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed along the way with many exiles in a refugee camp in northwestern Pakistan. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it is debatable how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a feature of daily life. Afghan Christians are hoping to eventually flee the region itself entirely. This is SRN News. The U.S. military plans to begin draining fuel from World War II-era underground fuel tanks stored in Hawaii.
Work to drain the 104 million gallons remaining in the tanks is scheduled to begin Monday and comes nearly 2 years after the facility sickened 6,000 people when it leaked jet fuel into a Pearl Harbor drinking water well. Removing the fuel is a key step towards shutting down the Red Hill bulk fuel storage facility as demanded by the state. The November 2021 spill poisoned the Navy's water system that serves 93,000 people in and around Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A NASA spacecraft has begun its six-year journey to a rare asteroid. SpaceX launched the Psyche spacecraft from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The spacecraft is named for the metal-rich asteroid it's chasing, which scientists believe to be the battered remains of an early planet's iron core. More on these stories at srnnews.com.